Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, you'll remember, asked the emperor for medical treatment for Rabbi Tzadok because he had fasted for the 40 years preceding the destruction of the temple. And he was a person that was ill, frail, and he was old. He was the tzaddik of the generation. He was the great pious Jew of the generation. He also did not go to Yavne. Now, there was another man, and these are all students of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who disagreed with their Rebbe. Because what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in effect said, we are going to forget about Yerushalayim. We're not forget about it in terms of forgetting about it in Jewish life or Jewish thought, but it makes no difference that we have no central authority anymore in Yerushalayim. We will make the central authority in Yavne. And when we can't have it in Yavne anymore, we'll move it. The central authority is not bound to any place, no matter how holy the place is. Many of the people of his generation were unable and unwilling to accept that idea. Their attachment to Yerushalayim, their attachment to what had been the place of the Beis HaMikdash, etc., was of such a nature that they were not willing to acquiesce to make it somewhere else. So to speak, they felt that if they were stubborn enough, then God would have to change his mind, Gaviyochel. They were not going to move it. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the central authority in Yavne, thereby coming to terms with the Churban, coming to terms with the destruction of the temple, and with the fact that there would no longer be any central authority in Yerushalayim, many of the rabbis dissented. And among them were his own Talmidim, who only after a number of years began to drift to Yavne because that was the only place that it could be. Now the Gemara tells us the story, but the Gemara always dresses stories in an allegorical, mystical dress. Anybody who studies the Talmud has to realize that what you see is not what you get. Anyone who thinks that that's what learning is, that that's what, you know, I did Baba Kama, right? I know all about it, misses the whole point. That the Churchill said about Russia, that it's a riddle wrapped in a mystery, wrapped in an enigma. Well, Lahavdil Elef Havdolos, the Talmud is more than that. The Talmud, you can't unwrap it. You're never finished unwrapping. And so they chose how to tell a story, that the story should remain alive throughout all the generations. In it should be the kernel of history of what happened, but there should be a moral lesson that can be applied, because otherwise we'll say, you know, it's a history. I tell you the story how George Washington kept the American army alive at Valley Forge in the winter of 1777. That's a story, but it really has nothing to do with me, except that Valley Forge and I was going to have glatt kosher for Pesach, which I'm sure Washington had in mind when he founded the country. But it's a historic event. More than that, I mean, I can't darshan Torah into it. I cannot blow a soul into it, right? He crossed the Delaware, he defeated the Hessians, right? So, but what is the moral of that? Chazal, when they tell a story, are not telling the story. They're using the story to convey to you a moral idea, a description of every man, not just a description of that man. They are analyzing the human condition, the human psyche, and they always tell stories about great people, because in a great person you always find the small person. In the small person you could say, well, it happened to him, it's not going to happen to me.